Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Not a nicer sight. Think about this. If you're ever driving around the valley, and it generally tends to be a bit of a misty morning, and you're driving along and you either hear the sound or you just see the sights of an amazing hot air balloon in the sky or lifting to the sky. It's one of those sights that is just so full of romance and just makes you want to be there. Well, there's a very good chance that this lady may be in the balloon, taking some people for the ride of their life. Nicola Scaife, world champion female balloon pilot. Good morning. Welcome to 2NURFM.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you.
Hey, it's nice to finally catch up with you. You've been a very busy lady over the last few months because you're the world champion of balloon pilots. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it's a very, very exciting. I actually defended my title, so I'm now the two-time world champion, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's an amazing, amazing thing to do. And you've kind of slipped under the radar a little bit. And the thing that I found so amazing about it, I've been in a balloon once. And the thing that amazes me is you're at the mercy of the elements, but there's so much skill that goes into it. When did you start ballooning?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I love so much about it. It is really so, yeah, you're just floating on the wind, but it's also quite a skillful thing that you have to do. So I've been ballooning for about 10 years. Started off just went for a balloon flight as a passenger, and I just thought, this is so fantastic. I need to do this, and I got a job that morning after my first ever balloon flight.
You don't let the grass grow under your feet, do you?
No. It was just everything about it I just loved so much, and just thought I have to do it. So so that was about 10 years ago, and I've been flying commercially for around 7 years since then, and started competitions just a few years ago.
Okay, I'm embarrassed to say that my one balloon trip wasn't actually in the Hunter. It was over the Gold Coast when I was living there. But the thing that I found amazing is that as you're moving along with the breeze, it's so quiet, and it's just this amazing, it's an explosion for the senses, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think if anyone, I mean, you see photos and things like that, but I think it's really hard to describe just how it feels to just literally just be floating in the sky.
Yeah, and just moving along and seeing so many things, and because you're going at such a slow pace, you can just take it all in. The question I got for you this morning is, and when I heard that you'd won, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how do you judge a balloon competition? What are the disciplines, and what do you have to do?
Yeah, so a balloon competition is generally run over about 5 or 6 days, and we go out flying in the morning and in the evening. So before each flight, about an hour before each flight, we'll get a task sheet. So it's just a series of things that we have to achieve during the flight. So it's more based on skill of piloting and navigation. It's not so much a race. So kind of imagine it like orienteering, but in 3D, in the sky, I guess. So the event director will set out targets. They'll put out big crosses in paddocks, and the idea is that you have to navigate to the crosses and throw little streamers onto the crosses, and closest is best, and everyone sort of gets scored accordingly. and it's an accumulation of points. So whoever has the most points at the end of the week wins the competition.
Gavin Morris, a good mate of mine who's a parasailer, and of course he knows a little bit about the weather. Whenever you're talking to him about that, he goes, oh, the weather is so important in flying. We know that. It would be ultra important. How much do you need to know about conditions and the weather to be a successful balloonist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a completely weather-dependent sport, so we're always sort of in touch with what's going on with the weather. But the interesting thing with ballooning is that there's so many sort of local effects that happen. So when you're doing a competition, you can understand what the weather's doing, but also there's lots of little intricate details of the wind, the way that it flows, if there's hills or if there's rivers and that sort of thing. So you can have a good idea of the weather, but you still need to know an area as well, I suppose.
So local knowledge is very important. Now that you're the two-time world champion, what's the chance of it coming to the Hunter Valley? Do you get a chance to bring it down under, or are we not that fortunate?
I wish. It would be great to show everybody how beautiful our little valley is here. But I think it's quite an obscure sport in Australia. It's not very well known. Over in Europe and in the Northern Hemisphere, it's quite a big thing. But who knows? Maybe one day we'll see what happens.
Well, it's a family affair for you because your hubby Matt is a pilot and you're getting ready to head overseas again. You're not going over via balloon, though, are you? You're going to go on a normal aeroplane.
Yeah, it might be a bit slow going by balloon. That's right, we're heading off to Saga, which is in Japan, in about 8 weeks' time. We have the Open World Championships over there. So both Matt and I will be competing in the Australian team. And, yeah, we think we've got a pretty good chance, actually.
Okay, so when you say competing, are you competing in the same balloon or separate balloons?
Separate balloons. So,
thank heavens.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, thank heavens. I don't think we could compete together anymore in the same balloon. No, we have our own balloons. So there's three pilots from Australia competing and we'll be two of them.
No, I can just think of many ways to destroy a relationship and two pilots in the one balloon could be a very quick way to do that.
Yeah, Matt and I, we're very fortunate that we work together flying for Balloon Aloft over the Hunter Valley, but then we can also, we can fly together for fun. So when we're competing, we work really closely as a team and it's actually really fun.
Well, proving that the Hunter Valley has more champions than most people know about. Nicola, lovely to talk to you today. It's been great to find out what it actually entails because I wasn't sure what it would entail to take part in a balloon competition. Good luck in Japan and, have fun.
Thanks very much, Todd. Nice to talk to you.
2NURFM 103.7